Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What a now word.
I'm telling you, man, I'm just so brokenhearted over the condition of things, and it's time to quit trying to appease the Pharisees and rise up and say, listen, we are called to be victorious. We're called to bring the light and hope. Listen, people are miserable. They're sick. They're bound. And they're really crying out for help, and they're turning to the government because us as the church, we haven't stand up and told them that, their hope is God, that their healer is God, their provider is Jehovah Jireh. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And we criticize them, but why our message is like 3 points and a farewell? We should have told them he's Jehovah Jireh.
Right.
He's our provider, right?
That's right. That's right. It's exactly where we're at. I mean, I think we're coming to a point where we're the church and the world, they're not interested in a tap dance. They're not interested in coming to a concert. They're not interested in being attained. They want to know, do you know God? And can you tell me the truth? And in the end, that's what has always prevailed. And that's what's always going to continue to prevail is the truth. It's the truth of God's word. What is God saying? And not the traditions of man.
Well, I'm looking right now on the VFN Torch, an article that CBN News reports that more Americans now identify themselves as atheists.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
Well, think about it. I mean, if you heard some of the things have been shared, give me a reason to believe in God. Give me the truth. Give me a reason. You know, show me something. You know, they say, show me Jesus. Show me Jesus in your life. Show me Jesus at work. Show me Jesus in your marriage. Show me Jesus in not that you just go to a congregational meeting on a Sunday morning and I know that you went to church because you got dressed up, but show me in your everyday life. And I think that's a reasonable expectation that, I mean, Jesus says you'll know them by their fruit.
Yeah, we've been gone. Left the original tent for so long. When somebody reads the scripture, he that abides under the wings of the Almighty, they think it's like two wings on the building that just came up with the building plan. But because they're not abiding with God, but they're abiding, you know, so this is about you and God. You and God. Think about it. More. This is what the CBN News reports. You can see this on the VFN Torch. More Americans identify as atheists. It says in the report, the survey found by the Gallup poll that 5% of Americans say that they don't believe in God, which is up 1% from 2005. Mm. We think 5%. That's 5% of 300 million. 320 million. Mm. 320 million, yeah. Right? No. Yeah, 320 million. Help me out,
there's
numbers
a lot
there.
Of thank you word for
it. Because we've been talking about China so much with 1.3, 1.4 billion. It's like, we're just a drop in the pan.
Yeah.
But we are an arrogant drop.
Come on.
But that's a lot. I mean, you think about that.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you think about it. That is like a lot. And so then, it's at the very same time they report that respondents who consider themselves religious has dropped from 73% in 2005 to 60%.
Mm.
People are walking away from religion. They're struggling with it's a sad thing because the thing is that the church has turned to be a very religious. We've turned to became very religious,
right?
Instead of relational, you know, that's our tendency. Our tendency is to begin to start off in the spirit, but end up in the works,
right?
And so, but if we repent, then they'll understand a difference, and it just takes one major thing to happen like that. But yes, 73% to 60%. That's almost only half. It's like half of America's population almost is not. What they're saying is just I'm not into it. There's more out than in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to figure this out. You know, it's just not. At some point you got to get a clue.
Right.
At some point we got to go. You know what? Whatever it takes, you know, I got to have Jesus and I want to be fruitful, you know, and fruitful is not a crowd. Listen, ZZ Top can get a crowd.
Especially if the crowd's trying to be like me. If I'm lost and you're trying to be like me to get me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know when I was lost, hello, I didn't want nothing that resembled me because I'm just coming out. You know what I mean?
You know, if fruitfulness was a crowd, then Jesus wouldn't have ran them off by telling him the truth. You know, he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. the entire crowd left, and he still was God.
Mm-hmm.
And he was even willing to look to the 12 and say, what about you guys? You know, and of course, I'm all for large groups of believers who love God, but it boils down that you need to have personal relationship yourself, you know, with Jesus Christ. And so I want to encourage you that there is hope. If you miss the first hour, you got to you know, hear the second part of the first hour. You'll be greatly encouraged because there is a cause. You know, mm-hmm. how do we respond to this day? What do we do? And we're here to encourage you on the journey. Mm-hmm. Here to encourage you on the journey. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.